This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The hometown of Muammar Gaddafi, which loyalists put up a fierce fight to keep out of rebel hands, has fallen. Today, the spokesman for the interim government said Sirte is fully liberated. In potentially bigger news, unconfirmed reports are coming in this morning that Gaddafi himself has been captured and may be injured or dead, but a NATO official cautioned that it will take time to confirm those reports. We'll have more on that part of the story as we get it. And joining us now on the phone from the region is NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro. She's covered the Libyan conflict from the beginning. And Lourdes, we're seeing reports that Muammar Gaddafi has been captured, as I've just said. What are you hearing?
Well, what we know is absolutely nothing. I mean, these are multiple reports coming in from various sources. They alternately say that he was captured while fighting in Sirte and that he was injured, possibly in his legs and is in serious condition. Other reports say that he is dead. However, we have had multiple reports before of Gaddafi or members of his family having been captured or killed, and those have turned out to be untrue. And so until we really see him or there is some kind of proof that he has been captured or killed, it's very difficult to say with any degree of authority that those reports are right now actually, you know, true or the case.
Well, if it is true and or if it were to come true at some point, what would it mean?
Well, I mean, that's been the big, you know, goal for many of the National Transitional Council fighters. Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte was overrun today after months of bitter fighting there. The city was completely destroyed in these battles. And the resistance is incredibly fierce. One of the reasons which may lead credence to the fact that a big fish, quote unquote, was actually hiding out in the town. However, we really don't know. And so what we're seeing at the moment is a lot of speculation as to where Muammar Gaddafi is. But if indeed he is captured or killed, two things might happen. If he's been captured, the Libyans say they want him to face trial in Libya. The International Criminal Court has a warrant out for him. They want him there. But the Libyans are adamant that they want him to face trial there. And many Libyans that I've spoken to say they want him to face trial there. They want to see justice be done, to be served. If he is dead, of course, then that puts paid to a chapter in Libyan history. They won't have to be concerned anymore that he'll be funding or exhorting his loyalists to continue to fight the new Libyan government in Libya.
Well, there have been, we can see it on television, we've been hearing celebratory gunfire, celebratory presumably, by forces of the interim government there in Sirte. Just tell us a bit more about Sirte and now what will happen to it now that it's no longer Gaddafi's stronghold.
Well, the city has been decimated. I mean, this is a place that had been lavished with money by Gaddafi and his family, and now it is in ruins, essentially. People from Sirte, who weren't necessarily loyalists but happened to live there, have gone back to their homes to find them looted, robbed, and burned. And so it's an extremely difficult situation at the moment for the people of Sirte. And I think Sirte will be a real test of how the country comes back together. Many of the people in Sirte feel a great deal of anger and pain as to what's happened to their city, and how they're reintegrated into the new, quote-unquote, Libya will, I think, be a real test of the government and its democratic aspirations.
Lourdes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro, and of course, we will be following this story throughout the morning as it develops.